This is a lecture and demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 9th of November, 1959. The title of this lecture is Demo of an Assist. This tape is 52 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Now, this is no more and no less than a demonstration of an assist. Squeeze the cans, would you? That's right. Squeeze them again. All right. Squeeze them again. Hey, what's this? Squeeze them again. Wow. All right. Squeeze them again. That's right. Squeeze them again. Oh, I'll just set it on two. I know that's... Now, the technology of e-meters hasn't shifted materially in spite of the fact we're now building them out of transistors and they work. The old Wheatstone Bridge had all kinds of funny lags and wasn't sensitive enough, but particularly didn't read PCs all the way from the bottom to the top. That was the main difficulty with the thing. You could get PCs off the top. Well, this meter should, when you get it just about six or above, read a dead piece of wood. In other words, you could put a dead piece of wood between the electrodes and you could get a read on it. In recent times, I've been doing quite a bit of work with this. As a matter of fact, the newspapers in England have been running front page on the fact that with this instrument, I found out that plants have exactly the same emotional thinkingness reaction as human beings. And it's fantastic. And I was just fooling around with it one day and decided I'd put it on a plant. Bang! Plant gives a death reaction, gives the rising needle of anxiety, gets a fall if you disturb it. It's fantastic. Tomato plants, chrysanthemums, sweet corn, these various things. So this meter really does go from all the way at the bottom to the top. Plants, by the way, read about five on the meter, something like that. Now I'm trying to grow some plants that'll read two and three on the meter. It's a very funny thing. I undertook this research to establish some very pertinent facts about human beings. You can do things to plants you can't do for human beings, like cut off an arm or something like that. The less survival potential of the individual, the higher the tone arm will read. Got that? The less survival potential of the individual, the higher that tone arm reads. So if you've got a PC reading up here around 5, 6, 5.5, 6, man, you got somebody who's so close to being in a coffin, that you would do better auditing him in one. The funny part of it is that what kills him is withheld information, which is to say, individuation from the human race. He's individuated himself out until he's dead, practically. And the more individuated they are, the less survival potential they have, the higher the tone arm reads, the less they will tell you, the more capable they are of crimes against the society. All of those things go together. Well, this isn't a lecture on an e-meter, but I'm holding one here, so I thought I'd give you a little gin on the thing. And all we're going to run is an assist. Now, we're not going to start this assist out with anything very fancy. Now, normally, if we were starting a session, why, we'd clear the needle down practically to clear one way or the other before we started on a process. This is something new. This is something brand new. You bring the fellow to life before you audit him. Now, our PC in this particular case was complaining of a physical difficulty. And no wonder the PC in this particular case has been carrying the HCO load of the Congress and all the attendant randomity that goes on with Ron appearing on the scene and having to take care of things far away and getting the strategy plotted and so forth. So they'd be a remarkable body that didn't start going, developing something on this line. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Now, an assist can occur, usually, because the PC is interested in his or her own case. So actually, the more interested the PC is in own case, the less doodle-daddles and monkey business you put on the beginning of the session. You hear me?
Yeah.
Now, don't you let me catch some graduate from this particular course spending a half an hour trying to get somebody in session while he's chattering on at a mad rate about his case. Understand, those two things are total violations, one or the other. Well, what goal do we have for this session? Do you have any present time problems? Have you had any ARC breaks lately? Well, let's see now. How long do you think we should audit in the session? So, and the next thing you know, the PC is saying, oh, to hell with it. You see, the PC is already interested in own case, so the PC's in session. Now, all of these doodle-daddles at the beginning of a session are to put the PC in session. You understand? And you come along and find the PC in session and then put doodle-daddles on it, you're just going to blow them out of session. You got that? So very often you'll find me starting a session something like this. Oh, how are you, Miss Jones? That's right, sit down, take the can, and I'll squeeze them. Then I know the meter's operating. Not that I care how to set it or not. I know the meter is operating when the PC does something, and I haven't got a disconnection of the battery isn't flat or something like that. You get the idea. I take a hold of the cans there and so forth. Well, that's fine. It's all right with you. We start this session? Okay, start. Now, we're going to run a little process here, so and so and so and so. And here is the first command. You'll say, well, where'd the command clear go? Where'd the PT problem go? Where'd all these things go? Well, they went where they were supposed to go. The PC was already in session. What were we doing starting a session? You just said, well, it's all right if you start this session. Okay, start. That's fine. Here's the first command. Bang. Got the idea? I'm sure there's not one of you here that hasn't blown a PC out of session with doodle-daddles. You call them rudiments. Well, you'll forgive me with all of that nonsense at the beginning of this. All I want to do here is hand you an assist. Is that all right? Okay, we'll start this session? Okay, start. Now, in view of the fact that we know everything there is to know about you, and know you aren't withholding anything particularly, you have no dread secrets and so forth that we don't... that we don't know about already. We'll just go off here in high gear if it's all right with you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, it's very rough running one of these things. I actually do hope you get some good out of the session. Okay? Now, what body part would you say is affected at this time?
Throat.
You'd say the throat was affected at this time.
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't call it anything else, just the throat. Well, you might call it something else, the meter says.
Yeah.
What might else you call it? Or you'd specify it as a part of the throat. Mm-hmm. But then the throat would do for that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think of it as the neck.
No.
Wouldn't think of it as the neck. Just the throat.
Larynx.
You think it maybe is the larynx?
Yeah.
Or the throat. Throat. Think about your throat. Think about throat.
Yeah.
Now, I've already driven you off of the thing because you were already ready for the first command, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a rising needle when you flubbed. A rising needle is nothing more nor less than a criticism of you, the auditor. You flubbed, see? Now, I went on, yap, 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 wouldn't you call it something else, you see? And her needle starts rising after a while. She gets tired of all this. That's right, isn't it?
That's right.
That's right. All right. Let's get down to brass tacks here. Now, as far as goal is concerned, you want this thing cleared up as an immediate little patch-up job, or would you just like to go for broke on this thing? Which?
Patch-up job.
You just want a patch-up job. Okay. Then we're going to run a command here. And if this doesn't at once do the job, we'll do something else. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? First command is going to be, and this is not the first command, from where could you communicate to a throat? Is that all right, first command? All right, here's the first command. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a hypodermic.
Very good. Thank you. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a mask.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From what?
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From an operating room.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From an operating room.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Room.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a black mask.
From a black mask.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Jar of ice cream.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a nurse.
Very good. By the way, when did you have this tonsillectomy? 1945. 45, 46. Which is it? 45? 46. 46. What month? 46.
June.
June? Okay. Earlier than June? Later than June? May? Must have been right about the 1st of June.
Mm.
Is that right?
Mm.
Yeah. All right. What time of the day? That's it.
11 o'clock.
That's my girl. Okay. Very, very good. Now, what was that time and date again?
1st of June, 11 o'clock, 1946.
Right. And what is the date now?
November the 9th, 1959.
Very good. Very good. Fine. Now, you'll pardon my little interruption there. I just got interested. Okay. Here's the next command. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From outside a hospital.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Under a trolley.
Very good. Under a trolley.
From under a trolley.
Hey, cheers. From under a trolley. You'll excuse me for getting interested in your case. But did you ever get run over by a trolley in the last life? This life? Life before last? This life? Yeah, when were you run over by a trolley in this life?
Just a sort of trolley, not a trolley bus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But what kind of a trolley?
A sort of thing on wheels.
Yeah?
Mm.
From underneath one?
Yes.
All right, okay. Excuse me for getting interested in your case. Okay. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Does ARC break you in any way?
Sometimes.
Have I ARC broken you here? You got an ARC break with me?
No.
You sure? Mm-hmm. You're just being polite because of them?
No.
No? All right. Was that the first time you've noticed them?
No.
All right. It's okay if we continue with it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. From where could you communicate to a throat?
In a bottle of appendixes. From a bottle of appendix.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a pair of scissors.
Hmm?
From a pair of scissor-like things.
Aha! From where could you communicate to a throat?
From the end of a knife-like thing.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Operating room.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a chute.
Very good. What kind of a chute?
Just a chute. It goes downwards.
Laundry chute? Child's chute?
It's a chute. Child's chute.
Child shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. Okay. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From outside my head.
Where?
From outside my head.
Oh, good. All right, from where could you communicate to a throat?
From the bedroom.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a bedroom.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a snow field.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From the toboggan.
Very good. How's your throat?
That's much better.
Is it better?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean it's easing off?
That's right.
You mean there's some workability to all this? It's working? Did you skip answering one of those questions?
Oh, I didn't answer immediately. I thought of something.
Oh, you thought of something and held it back?
Yeah.
And so on, and so on. We got that straight, though, now. Haven't you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a pole.
From a pole?
Mm.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a sheet.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a pillow.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a tray.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a fork.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From the end of a paintbrush.
Very good. Now, how's your throat?
It's better.
Is it better?
Yeah.
Is it all gone?
No.
Well, what's not all gone about it?
A bit there.
Mm-hmm. Does that still your throat?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Here's the next command. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a hospital bed.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a thermometer.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a skeleton.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From some bones.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a frigidaire.
All right. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Knife.
All right. Good. Good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From an operating room.
Very good. How are you doing?
All right.
You've got a facsimile coming back and then going away and then coming back again, haven't you?
Yes.
Is it that same tonsillectomy?
Yes.
Now, I want you to look at that facsimile. Just take a look at it, not to describe its various parts to me. But tell me, is there anything odd about this facsimile that... Maybe it looks like it should have occurred in this lifetime, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There was something wrong with a hang fire on that thing, wasn't there? Were you sitting there thinking it was one that occurred in this lifetime?
I wasn't sure.
You wasn't sure?
I thought maybe, and then something past life would come up. And then.
You got it straight now?
Yes, fairly.
Fairly. You want any further identification on it?
No.
You're all right, huh? Okay, good. I didn't mean to interrupt you there particularly, but it got kind of obvious that you must have had a couple of them swamped. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the next question. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Sharp sword.
All right, very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
A piece of red cloth.
Very good.
This lecture and demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
From where could you communicate to its throat?
A sail.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
White sand?
Mm-hmm. Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
From a hand.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
The handle of the sword.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
From a cloak.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
My hat.
Very good. Okay. From where could you communicate to its throat?
From a shoe.
Very good. From where could you communicate to his throat?
From a buckle.
Very good. From where could you communicate to his throat?
From a pair of yellow stockings.
Very good. From where could you communicate to his throat?
From a leather bag of some sort.
All right. Very good. From where could you communicate to his throat?
Book.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
From a counter.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to his throat?
some book, a ledger book.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how's that throat?
Oh, it's practically gone.
Practically gone?
Yeah.
Any trace of it left there?
Very little.
Very tiny amount someplace or another. Mm-hmm. All right, we carry this on a little longer, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From where could you communicate to its throat?
Speaker.
All right, very good. From where could you communicate to its throat? Very good. Now, how are you doing there, essentially?
Brighter.
Feel brighter. Less fogged in, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And the pain in your throat, does it exist much there?
No.
What, the rest of it just sort of evaporate?
Yes.
Just like that?
Yes.
All right. Well, all right with you. We'll give you just one more auditing command and end that process. All right. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. All right, that's the end of that process. All right. Now, how are you doing?
Okay.
How's your throat?
It's gone.
Gone? All right. Do you have any particular feeling of repression or impact being audited in front of all these people?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. With your permission, I will run for about 2-3 minutes worth a little process that is just a nullifier on this. Is that all right with you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. All right. And this process is an alternate command. It's not quite all right with you for me to run this, is it?
Yes, it's all right.
If I say so, it's all right.
Yes, it's all right.
It goes like that. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a little alternate command, and it runs like this. Think of something you could tell these people.
Mm.
Think of something you could withhold from these people. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. These people, of course, I just mean these people.
All right.
And anybody present. Is that okay? All right. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Very good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you withhold from these people. Did those things do a flip about then?
Sometimes.
Yeah. In other words, you thought of something before that you could withhold from them, and now you thought you could tell them, or anything like that? Okay?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Good. Think of something you'd withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people. Good. Think of something you withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you can withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Is there any feeling on my part that might be some betrayal or something here involved? Any feeling on your part that I might be betraying your confidences or secrets or anything like that? I have no such feeling?
No.
All right. Very good. Now we're going to run this just a few more times and call it a session, okay? Mm. All right. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Mm.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Mm.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yep.
All right, we're going to do it just four more times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could tell these people.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from these people.
Yes.
All right. Now, that was the last of that four, okay? All right. Now, how are you doing now, Liz?
Oh, I'm relaxed.
Did your throat come back? It came back just a little bit, didn't it? Just a hair on it.
That's right.
All right, therefore, we're going to finish off this process with just a few more calm commands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take you off the hot seat on it?
Yeah.
Is that all right with you? Don't you think we'd better?
Yes.
All right. Then we're going to finish off now the communication process that we started with, which is, from where could you communicate to a throat? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From the head of that pin.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From my...
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From inside my brain.
Very good. How's your throat? All right. All right. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From here. From here.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From this chair.
Very good. Now, how's your throat?
Well, the sore thing is gone.
The sore thing is gone. That that came back went away again.
Yes.
Huh? How do you feel about it now? Do you feel secure that it would stay gone?
Well, yes.
Sure?
Not absolutely certain, but I'm pretty sure.
Not absolutely certain. Well, let's give it three more commands and then finish it or see how it is, okay? All right, from where could you communicate to his throat?
From each ear.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From the car.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From an operating
Very good. Now let's carry this on a little bit longer, shall we? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a nurse's hat, cap.
All right. Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From an arm.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Even
very good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. Okay. All right. Okay. From where could you communicate to a throat?
The point of a knife.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a jaw.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a tonsil.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From the other tonsil.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a jaw.
Very good. Okay. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From outside the jaw.
All right. Okay. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a bottle of ether. No, methylated spirits.
Very good. All right. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a cork.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From an earthenware jar.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From black liquid.
Uh-huh. Good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Guide it to. From a tray of instruments.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a mask.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a glove.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a door.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a shoulder.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From the side of an operating room.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a window.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a box.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Under a cupboard.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a bush.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a chimney.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a table.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Vase.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From flowers.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From church.
Very good.
From where could you communicate to a throat?
Outside my head.
Very good. Now we're just going to carry this on. A few more commands and kick it off, okay? How's your throat?
It feels all
right. Feels all right now. You feel more secure about it?
Yes.
All right. Now we'll just carry it on for a few more commands here. Okay? Mm-hmm. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a glass of water.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
From the throat.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
From a tonsil.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
From a lung.
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to his throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to his throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
From
Very good. From where could you communicate to its throat?
From a garden.
Very good. All right. How is your throat now?
It's all right
now. Do you feel pretty good security on it staying that way?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes, that's fine.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, we're just trying to walk you up until you're picking PT positions now.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you do, I will knock it off, okay? I'm not forcing you to pick PT positions. Okay. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Outside in the courtyard.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. And one more question, and that's it, all right? From where could you communicate to its throat?
From this place, sitting in the chair.
Okay, good. Now, do you feel I in any way forced you into ending that session awful fast there?
No.
Yanked out anything? Okay, how do you feel about this session? Feel all right about it, okay. Is there anything you'd like to say to me about this session before we end it?
I feel very hot at the moment.
Very warm, huh?
Yeah.
Do you feel that we shouldn't end this session now?
No.
It feels perfectly all right to end it?
No. Not that either.
Not perfectly all right to end it?
Yes, it is all right.
Is it really all right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're being discounted in favor of just the time and the demonstration quality? Do you feel you're being invalidated here a little bit, Yvette?
No.
You know? You think maybe this someday might require a little more running?
Something else might.
Something else might. All right. Well, how do you feel about this one that we were running?
I feel all right about that.
You feel all right about that? It's all right to knock it off, then.
Yeah.
Is it okay, really?
Yeah.
All right. We got any big ARC breaks here? Bang. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it all right with you to take that up before we start another session?
Yes.
All right. How do you feel about it now?
What?
Feel okay? You think we did all right in this session?
Yes.
Think we achieved any part of the goal?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Well, what was the session to do?
To clear my throat condition.
That's right. Did we do it?
Yes.
All right. Is it okay to end the session then?
Yes.
All right. Good. End of session. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You betcha. Okay. Well, we're right there with the public jamming the doors. That's a sample of a razzle-dazzle assist, and you can just sit tonight and puzzle out why I did all the things I did and call all the shots I called. Except they're also doggone obvious that I would wonder why anybody puzzled about. But people seem to have difficulty seeing this. Actually, all of the facsimiles that came up there, the fact that a facsimile was entangled, the fact there was a chain of facsimiles, all of this sort of thing, the fact that she's getting a little audience reaction, was holding her down a bit, all of these things were straight. As a matter of fact, she didn't really care to end the session, but if you noticed, when I first started on throat, we got a high needle, and I simply processed her until the needle came down to clear for throat, which was the end of the session. So I exactly brought the needle down to the clear reading again to end the session. However, I processed the pre-clear, not the E-meter. You got it? E-meters come down to the clear reading if you've got the process flat. Okay? Thank you very much. Good night.